that I that I think I am.
No. I had a problem. Nothing is a problem. There is just the notion which is a problem.
Yeah.
The notion is one more thought is a problem.
Yeah. But the notion.
See, I is not a problem. Am is not a problem. Okay.
Yeah.
No thought is a problem. Everything is covered is not a problem.
Yeah.
There's one thought which arises, which comes, which is a notion. The notion is the problem. That notion alone has to be, you know that.
And is that notion the what we call the I, the mind?
The notion also is a thought.
Yeah.
Notion also is a mind.
Yeah.
See, notion is a thought. Any thought is a mind, isn't it? Any wave is a ocean like that. Any thought is a mind.
Yeah.
So notion about the self also is a thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that notion actually centered on I actually.
Yes.
All the thoughts are centered on I only. When you said there's a desire, I am desirous means there's no problem. I am desirous. I have desire. The I is linked to other thoughts. That is why I'm saying all the thoughts are centered on I, I said.
And it's that where all those thoughts are centered, that's where the idea of bondage and moksha is, isn't it?
Again, all the notions are also what?
Yeah.
You know? So this is a notional, isn't it? That is why the teaching is very, very. It's, in fact, in the teaching, understand nothing. There's nothing which is wrong.
No.
Everything is fine. It's not just some lack of clarity. The teaching, it just removes it in vagueness where it needs to go. Is it very clear today?
Yeah.
Because it is only. That's why we don't bring in the word bliss.
Yeah.
The bliss is another word actually we should not bring in anywhere around. You know that?
Really?
Very wrong word that is.
So ananda is happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anantam, limitlessness, isn't it? And purnam, fullness. They're all synonyms. See, bliss means why we say bliss, we say in total ignorance there's bliss. When you fall asleep there's a bliss. Okay? You do not know, you should not know you are. Then there's bliss. Knowing you are, if there is, it must be happiness. Understand? That is why happiness is something to be. Bliss, people say bliss also is painlessness. Happiness also is painlessness. In bliss also there's total. There is fullness. In happiness also there is fullness. But there is total ignorance. Fullness, total unmanifested knowledge. That is why in bliss means total ignorance. Total ignorance is bliss. You don't even, if you do, see, you do not know you are. Okay, and you do not know what you are also. There is total ignorance, isn't it? Total ignorance is bliss. That is why the bliss we don't use. You have to just forget you are. You should not know you are. Then you have bliss. But here you don't need to know what you are for happiness. Look at what a big difference. See, very important thing. You know you are. Okay? But when you know what you are, what is I is, then there is happiness. And for what bliss, you need not know what I is, and you need not even know that you are. You have to just understand. If you should not be there for the bliss, see, you should not be there for bliss. நான் இருக்கிறேன்ங்கிற அறிவு இல்லாம போனச்சுனா bliss தான். நான் இருக்கிறேன்ங்கிற அறிவும் கிடையாது. நான் யாருங்கிற அறிவும் கிடையாது. அது ரெண்டுமே அப்போ அறியாமையின் முழுமை. அறியாமையின் முழுமையே பிளிஸ்னா டோட்டல் எகேன்ஸ்ட் இஸ் பிளிஸ். அண்ட் தென் ஆல் எஃபர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் டு மேக் அவர் நாலேஜ் டோட்டல், நாட் டு பாதி ஹாஃப் நாலேஜ். இருக்கிற பாதி அறிவு விட்டுட்டு யூ நீட் டு ரிமைன் ஸ்டீப்ட் இன் எகேன்ஸ் டு ஹேவ் பிளிஸ். தட்ஸ் ஆல். அறியாமையில மூழ்கினம்னா பிளிஸ் என்னங்கய்யா? அறிவின் முழுமை நிறைவு. அறியாமையின் அதான் டோட்டல் நாலேஜ் இஸ் ஹாப்பினஸ், டோட்டல் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் பிளிஸ்.
It's the equivalent Sanskrit word.
Edukku? Blissing, I don't know, because we do not talk, because for us, in a coma you have, you know you are, yeah. See, the coma, you know you are. But only thing is, this the vertebra doesn't work. So that's why there's no link with the, see this, from here you do no, nothing is here. The mind is alert. You know you are. Oh, coma is the worst painful thing, disease, I tell you. You know you are. But from here you don't know anything. This alone works. But inside things work. You know that. They all work. There's no connection between the functions here and the buddhi. That is the problem. That is why you're vegetable.
I'm confused with, Swamini, with, when you say, if you use the word witness.
Huh?
Witness. I am the witness.
I didn't say the witness here.
No. I'm trying to see the difference. What's the difference between witness, being a witness, and being aware?
Being aware is being the witness.
It is the same thing.
They're not two different things. I didn't use any witness word at all to her this time. See, in some context, when I initially start teaching, one level I used the word witness also. When I explained this theory of experience, I used long ago. But the same thing, we change, you know, slowly we had to bring, you can't immediately say that. Sakshi. It's all words we use, just methodology introduces all the terms. That is why what terms we are using, when we should use, we're very careful about those things.
When we're looking at the two eyes. So the one eye is the awareness, and then the other eye.
The one eye, the awareness, is the eye of all the eyes.
The eye of all the eyes.
Yeah.
And then the other eye, which is the eye of all the thoughts. Yeah.
Eye, the thought.
Yeah.
Can you just a thought?
Just a thought. And that's the very.
Not all the thoughts actually. Just the eye. Just the eye.
Just the eye.
Eye of any thought is awareness only.
Yeah.
But that, eye is just the one thought.
But that eye, that other, as it were, other eye, it needs to recognize that it is pure awareness.
The eye, actually the eye doesn't recognize. Eye doesn't recognize. Not that eye recognizes. Who recognizes here? Recognition has to take place in the mind, which is another vritti.
Yeah.
There is some thought already, the notion. There is a notion. And this notion, see, the mind is blessed with the capacity to penetrate and discover. So there's a thinking. Who discovers who is really speaking? We just as a thought only. It's not I thought.
Yeah.
I also is a thought, which doesn't do anything. You, this mind, the mind which is involved in this inquiry, analyzes what it is. What is this, all these things? That is why the mind discovers its own truth as the truth of the I thought.
It's the awareness.
Yeah. That is why you just say attention, that's all, you can't say anything more than that.
Well, in the teaching, is that I, with the I thought, is that ahankara?
Yeah, I thought itself is ahankara only.
Yeah, that only ahankara.
Yeah, I thought also ahankara. But still, I thought is the basis for ahankara. If there's no I thought, how can you say I am? If you don't say I am, how can you say I am tall? Any notion about the self is possible only if you say I am. You can't say tall, fat, intelligent. You can't say I am. It has to, any adjective should go with what? I am. No? For I am, therefore I am is the basis, isn't it? So ahankara, I am itself is ahankara, we say, but without which any notion cannot be added. Notion about the self is possible only with the knowledge that I am. That is why ahankara is a wrong notion about the self, basically.
Yes.
That notion about the self is possible only if there is a thought that I am. The thought I am is not there, how can that be the notion separately?
And is it that ahankara that makes the effort to realize or to recognize?
There's no ahankara which makes the.
No.
Just there's the effort is then again the mind only. The mind means the part. It's a function of the mind. The effort all on the part of the mind, we say. You know, ahankara doesn't make any effort.
No, right.
The human mind has this capacity to think. You know, analyze, that's all. It's not ahankara which recognizes, it's not I which recognizes, nothing. I is not recognizing here. What is the, we say the mind alone recognizes, we say.
Well, which aspect of the mind is it that recognizes?
No, the recognition itself is a mind. Recognition also another thought which is mind. Recognition also is another thought which is a mind. See, the thing is, it's like, no, I give fruit to Rojaji means who is the one who gives the fruit? Who is the one who is getting the fruit? If you want an answer like that, we saw within the realm of objects, it's okay, grass, universe. An abstract thing, there's no such thing. Who is recognizing? Only nothing. So mind is involved in an inquiry. And mind, in inquiry, mind understands what this mind is all about. That is why, like your own eyes to see themselves, you need a mirror. That is why the mind has to recognize its own sorupam, which has the capacity to know everything. And to know its own, what this mind is all about. It needs the help of the words of the Shastram to reflect its sorupam. That is why here you can't say exactly who is the one who is making effort. We just say buddhi, mind. It's not the I thought, it's not the ahankara, it's not the wrong notion. Who is involved in it? No. You can't say that. This mind has its capacity. Mind is of the nature of restlessness. It is of the nature of constant search. Because it is, that's the nature, very nature. It's like how, no? Why mind is searching means, it's this nature.
But if you look at that as being the nature of the mind, you could also say that awareness is the nature of the mind as well.
Awareness is the nature, means, sorupam, yeah.
So how can you say that this restlessness, this searching, and the awareness are both...
The searching means, again... The restlessness, the searching means not as a work, as an action, by nature. It is there.
And that's resolved when it recognizes its own swarupam, its real swarupam.
Swarupam. Yeah. See, in fact, whether there's knowledge or ignorance, I told you, like wave always abides in H2O. Like the swarupam of the mind is always awareness. But when there is ignorance of the awareness being rupa of the mind, there is a problem.
Yes.
There is turbulence.
Yeah.
There is some reason now why the waves come up. Some disturbance only causes waves in the ocean. If I study the wave, why there are waves in the ocean?
Yeah, that makes it clear.
Some pressure, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Similarly here, it is natural for the mind to be turbulent. Yeah. And the mind can become calm. Recognizing its own sorupam. The sorupam always, the sorupam of the mind is such awareness only.
That's very simple.
But, always it is there. But it is not known. Isn't it? There is no knowledge of the sorupam. There is no thought, the knowledge in the form of a thought of the awareness being the sorupam of the mind. But when there is a thought arises, the awareness being the surupam of the thoughts, that's all. One thought has to rise. Amazing, isn't it?
Sweet word, revolution. I've never thought about that at all. I always thought I would assume there was a person, some form of personhood, maybe not an ankara, but certainly something which was searching, something.
That is because, that again, that thinking is again a mind, isn't it?
It is, but I've always assumed that it was some form of personhood which was pursuing this quest.
Yeah.
And the way you've been describing it just now, sounds as though that's simply not the case. It's a natural function of the mind.
Yeah.
Every mind, which is astounding.
Yeah.
I've never heard it expressed like that.
Because what happens is natural, not only for you, for any human mind, because our mind is so gross all these days, that is why systematically we have to teach. Always our mind has been so, we are given to so much of all gross understanding and gross thinking and gross things. So grass, because as I told, no, Rajaji walked in, Kevin came, he gave me the fruits. Who was the giver? Who was the receiver? We always want something, some. That's why even the word knower, Rajaji, knower when you say, illuminator, like when you say, we always that ER added, you know, adjective, you know, makes it somewhat to understand the adjective being resolved in substituting abstract noun. Isn't it? It's a big, isn't it? We want something gross there. Something, some person, somebody walking in.
Some shape.
Shape. Like when you say illuminator, is light means, illuminator is adjective. An adjective remains always of somebody, something, some person. Isn't it? And this adjective, it has to be resolved in abstract noun. Isn't it light? It's also, that is why Shastra study, these things helps mind become subtle. You say mind has to become subtle means what? The more the buddhi becomes alert and sharp, this listening, the classes, really makes the mind alert and sharp, then the mind being capable of understanding, ascertaining the subtler facts is what? Itself is mind becoming subtle. That is why I was expecting actually. People, you know, always people think, oh, the eye only discovers.
Exactly.
That means eye does a job of discovering then. No.
That explains why we have this concept of God being an individual, because we tend to think in those terms.
Yeah.
And why also everybody but everybody, without exception, is going to go on this path
one day somehow.
See, the problem, that is why very difficult. That is why even the Sanatana Dharma, the Vedic culture, the Hindu culture, even though it recommends all this worship for the sake of worship, it's like typically like giving a child, it gives the child something to make the child focused. Child is so distracted, so agitated and restless. How are you going to make the child sit quietly for some time? Give some toys, hold attention. See, the same way for the gross mind, first of all, the one individual has to learn to be with oneself. Very difficult. One cannot be by oneself. That is why you miss the company, you miss the companionship. You want, you know, you feel so miserable because an individual simply cannot be by oneself without doing anything. There's a problem, a natural thing. I'm not saying finding fault with it. It is natural for any human being, any human mind. Human being means a human mind only. Understand now? That is why you have to learn to be by yourself. And for which, and for the same self is Bhagavan for us. And that self, you have it as an object. Then you're helped to be with it. That is what is worship and the initial, like similarly, exactly like giving toys to the children. And then no mother expects the child to be playing with the child. You know, I paid 10, 12 pounds on one Christmas Eve. So you had to be playing with it whole life. No mother will be expecting that. Any mother who buys an any expensive toy will think, my God, this fellow should get over this. So the whole culture provides this for us. You know, this provision. So culture provides very... infrastructure to have very comfortable for the growth, isn't it? For the emotional growth. So provide and pray and have the time spent for puja, spent in puja and prayer is not time spent for oneself. Because time spent for Bhagavan is what? Bhagavan is fullness. If Bhagavan is somebody who's limited like us, what is the use of going to that person? Understand? That is what these people have to understand who get stuck with these so-called people now. That's why getting any individual emotion is a very problem. Because there's nobody who's a complete Purushottama, Bhagavan. Reality is only Purushottama. Flawless, isn't it? Everybody has their own limitations. Any individual has limitations. The individual resolves on limitations in recognizing the fullness and identifying with that. That is the culmination. So here what happens? That is the beautiful thing. No, who is Mahat? Who is... That is why we have to grow out of that also. We shouldn't get stuck. Limitlessness is Bhagavan. Fullness is happiness is Bhagavan. That is why Bhagavan and happiness are not two different things. Bhagavan also is a limited individual. And then how can the limited individual bless you with the fullness? I am limited myself. How can I bless you with the limitlessness? That is why we say, for us, that is why we, even here, when you say Guru, we bow to the Guru, because not the physical body which is talking. It is not the mind which is talking. You know that the words come out, convey some vision means, communicate something means, that what is communicated is this expression of the thoughts. What are the thoughts? The knowledge, where does it arise from? What is the source of knowledge? Awareness. That way awareness is the Adi Guru, beginningless Guru. Dakshinamurti stands for that awareness. Know that? Dakshinamurti, why we were so, for us, that people who know this, the significance. People say Shiva and all that. Dakshinamurti, especially a spiritual teacher. Adi Guru means what? The source of knowledge, the very awareness. Why? Because whoever is the teacher who speaks to you, amazing. Who is the teacher who speaks to you? The speech is what? Expression of thoughts. Where are the thoughts from? Any thought, knowledge is the moment of thought only. Where is the knowledge? Thought. Where is the thought? Where is the wave? In H2O. Where is the thought? In awareness. So, does awareness have a beginning? No. Beginningless, endless, changeless, eternal awareness is the source of knowledge. From where any thought arises, and that thought alone gets expressed through any mouth. Doesn't matter which mouth it comes through, which mind thought arises, but thought is always, knowledge is always Bhagavan. That is why any information for us is Saraswati. Where it is written tight, that's why any rubbish paper also we won't put our slip on. Bhagavan for us. That's all, how so much we think. In India, we can't put on any paper. Because knowledge is, well, knowledge is Bhagavan. Any information is Bhagavan. Any newspaper you want, in fact, newspaper, I feel so, my God, so difficult for me, the culture is such. I can't put my foot on newspapers. Because knowledge, isn't it? Information is knowledge. Whether it is written, printed, and came out, it has come from the thought only. It's all thoughts only get expressed, no? Either the printed, any printed material is what? Expression of thought. Where is the thought from? Thought is from awareness.